welcome to the program. Today we start a new series in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What we have here is a testimony from the wisest man who ever lived, other than Jesus. He is a very humble person with an honest testimony of how he messed up. Once again, as we look at this portion of Scripture, if you possibly can, have your Bible ready. As we begin our study in the book of Ecclesiastes, we might wonder that the word Ecclesiastes is a very unusual title. Where did it come from? Well, the Greek form of the word is what we call ekklesia, or an assembly, and it begins here in verse number 1 of Ecclesiastes. It says, the preacher, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Now, the preacher, that phrase occurs 7 times in Ecclesiastes, and it doesn't mean preacher like we would think of someone behind a pulpit thumping out a message, but what it means is the collector or the gatherer or the one who is getting an assembly together. And so as Solomon comes to the end of his life, he is giving a testimony, and quite frankly, I believe it is a very honest, sincere testimony of how he messed up. We'll see. He said, vanity of vanity. All is vanity and vexation of spirit. He said that over and over again. Well, that was his testimony. We need to be very, very positive of the fact that in 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Solomon said, I got it all together. I had all the money in the world. I had the position. I had everything people look for. And he said it was vanity, vanity, all is vanity. That was his life. But God's very plain here. He says, if you give your life to the work of the Lord, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So as we begin this series, here's a message and song. Let's make it our prayer. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee, filled with messages from Thee. Silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose, every power as thou shalt choose.
I'm reading in verse number 1. It says here, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Now, obviously, it's referring to Solomon. Verse number 2 is very negative. He says, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Keep in mind, Solomon is the wisest man who ever lived other than Jesus. He was the richest man on the face of the earth when he wrote this. He had everything he wanted. There was nothing that he couldn't have. And as he now comes to the end of his life, he says it's all vanity. Now, this word vanity occurs 33 times in the book of Ecclesiastes, and it means a vapor or a smoke. It's what he's saying is the things of this world under the sun are like grabbing at a handful of smoke. You look in your hand, it's gone. Not only that, what good is it? If you could keep it, what good is smoke? It does more harm than good. Now, he says it's all in vain. But as we've said, and I want to repeat it, 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so we have to keep it the context here with Solomon's message. He's talking about that which is under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:3 says, what profit hath a man of all his labors which he taketh under the sun? And that phrase occurs 29 times in the book of Ecclesiastes. We need to keep that focus. He said in verse 4, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Interesting. The average age of a person in Canada is 82 years. The Bible, the average age of a generation is sometimes different depending on the context where you find it, but generally it's referring to 40 years. Well, if we keep in mind that Solomon wrote this over 3,000 years ago, one generation passeth away and another generation cometh. Do the math, there's been a lot of generations come and go. And he said, as they come and as they go, the earth abideth forever. Now that's interesting. That word abideth has been translated perpetual 24 times, 24 different verses. Perpetual means without interruption. So man comes and man goes, but the earth goes on generation after generation without interruption. He says in verse 5, the sun also arises and the sun goeth down and hasteth to his place where he arose. Now, there's been a sunrise and a sunset every day since Solomon wrote that. And so that means there's been over 1,101,200 times that the sun has risen and the sun has set. He said about the wind, verse 6, the wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. We've only learned recently, scientifically, about the circuits. Solomon knew about that 3,000 years ago. The wind is mentioned 123 times in the Bible, and winds, plural, is mentioned 23 times. In the Psalms, we read in Psalm 147 and verse 18, he, that is God, sendeth out his word, he causes his wind to blow. The Lord's in charge of the wind. Then we read in Ecclesiastes 1:7, he talks about the rivers. The rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. That is very interesting. That is talking about evaporation and things going back and starting all over again. He understood that 3,000 years ago. We've only learned that recently. Let me give you an example. Niagara Falls, 681,750 gallons of water goes over the Horseshoe Falls every second. If you take the American Falls and add that to it, 75,750 gallons of water go over that one every second. So how many seconds have we had since Solomon? Over 95.14 billion seconds. There's been all those. Let me give you the numbers again. Niagara Falls in Canada, 681,750 gallons a second. 75,750 gallons a second on the other falls. every day. This goes on every second. This goes on. And the Bible says, and Solomon said, the river running to the sea, and the sea's not full. He understood all that way back then. He's saying life just keeps on going. In verse number 8, he said, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Now, this word labor has been translated weary twice in the Bible. And wearisome is a feeling of being tired or bored. And he says here, after a while, he was the king. He had all these treasures. He did everything, anything he wanted. He said he did not withhold from himself. And he said, it's wearisome. It's a feeling of being bored. You know, that's why people keep on trying. What can I try? Something different. I'm bored with life. Well, also in verse 8, he said, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, and the ear filled with hearing. He said in Ecclesiastes 4:8, neither is the eye satisfied with riches. He had all of these things. We read in verse 9, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. Now, it's important to understand, there's been new things under the sun. I read back in a book that was written back in 1938, some scientist said, everything that can be invented has been invented. Well, there's been a lot of things invented since then, so he was wrong. So what does it mean here, there's no new thing under the sun? Well, we have the word thing twice in this verses 9 and 10, the thing that has been, and then he said there is no new thing under the sun. It's important to understand that the word thing on the second time there, it says there's no new thing. That word thing is in italics, which means it's not in the original. The translators put it in there to help us understand what they were saying, and it would be better if they had just left it out. The word thing here in verse number 1, or number 9 rather, the thing, that word has been translated work 29 times in the Bible. And so the work that has been, he says there's nothing new under the sun. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 1:14, I have seen all the works, and that's that word that is translated thing here in verse number 9. He said, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. In chapter 2 and verse 11, he said, then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. There was no profit under the sun. Now, I want to mention again, it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, when we're working for the Lord, he said, beloved, let me read it, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What we have here is Solomon's testimony saying, I did it wrong, and all the works that I did, he said, it turned out to be vexation of spirit, because he was focusing on himself and not on the things of the Lord. In verse number 11, we read here, there is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about the fact that people think, boy, I build this and I build that, and people will remember me. I heard the story of two men walking along. They were contractors, and they had just finished a big building and multiple thousands of bricks. And one contractor said to the other worker that was with him, he said, some years and years from now, they're going to say my name and say that I built that wall. And the worker said, see that big building over there? He said, yeah. He said, who built that wall? He said, he didn't know. He said, no, they won't know your name either. Who can name the engineer of the Taj Mahal? Who can name the engineer of the Empire State Building? Who can name the engineer or the builders in the CN Tower or Big Ben in London? There's no remembrance of things. People aren't going to get all excited and say, wow, you did this and you did that. Well, after his introduction here, Solomon in verse number 12 gets into his personal testimony. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. We'll begin in our next message to look at this portion of Scripture where he gives his testimony. And what he's trying to do is say, hey, don't do it like I did it, because that's just vanity. We'll look at it in the next message, but listen to this message in song. In the meantime, you'll be a lot happier if you just let the Lord have his way with you.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true in providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your